The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello and welcome to The Odd Pod again, and I'll start by saying I'm annoyed. No, I'm more than that. I'm slightly miffed. No, I'm more than that. I'm slightly disgruntled. I was expecting a nice, decent thunderstorm yesterday afternoon. I had my lightning tracker app out on my mobile phone and it said, here they come, it's the end of the world. Thunderballs and lightning, very, very frightening. Nothing. Nothing at all. What a letdown. Here's one of the funniest stories of the day, which we didn't do on the radio. A brewery in Western Canada was forced to apologise after unwittingly naming a beer product after the Maori word for pubic hair. Hell's Basement Brewery in Alberta started marketing Huru Huru, a New Zealand craft ale, last year. The brewery picked the name because it understood that the word meant feather or fur. But Te Humawa Nikora, a Maori living in New Zealand and well-known former television personality, said the word huru hururu also has an altogether different meaning for the Kiwi indigenous community. Yes, I know hururu hururu means feather, fur and even hair of the head, he wrote in a Facebook post at the start of the month. I know this, but it's most commonly used as hair from a person's private parts. Nikora called out the Canadian brewery as well as leather shop in Wellington, New Zealand, which also adopted the name Huru Huru. He said he contacted both the store and the brewery, informing them of their mistake and asked for non-Maori businesses to use their own language to promote their products. If you're selling leather, call it leather. Don't call it pubic hair unless you're selling pubic hair. And don't call beer pubic hair unless you make it with pubic hair, he said.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.